first reality show is hitting the airwaves next month. House of Villains brings reality show villains from the respective shows and puts them all into one house together. One of said villains is Johnny Fairplay, and he joins me today, so thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
You are a villain from Survivor, the Pearl Islands season, and then you were back again in Micronesia, but it was Pearl Islands that gave us Johnny Fairplay. I remember it. I watched it, but for those that haven't seen it, why do you think you're considered a villain?
Well, I mean, if you watch the preview for the show, I'm the greatest villain in the history of reality television. I mean, I created the dead grandma lie. That's the first person ever in the history of Survivor to bring an outside element inside the game. Also, the first villain. I mean, Richard Hatch never saw himself as a villain. Jerry Manthey said she got a bad edit. So not only did I want to be the bad guy, I embraced it.
I've never heard somebody say dead grandma with so much joy as you just did.
Well, that's her. That was the license plate on her car after that. So she embraced it just as much as I did.
That's amazing. Well, you've done a little of everything, really. Professional wrestling, even. And, you know, in reality television, you've been on a number of reality TV shows. What is one reality TV show that you haven't been on yet, but you'd really love to be on?
I've always said that I would never do the challenge, but after being on House of Villains and doing the challenge workout several mornings, who knows how many, with Johnny Bananas, and then talking with my good friend, Pauly Calafiore, I feel like I can do the challenge now. So Challenge USA Season 3, I'll be 50 years old, and I think it's time to throw my hat in the ring.
I'm cheering you on. 50 years old doing the challenge. If you can do it, oh, you will be my hero, 100%. That's hard.
Yeah, but I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I run 3 to 10 miles every day. Like, I'm in the gym all the time. As my workout regimen has completely changed since House of Villains. If it were to ever happen, now is the time.
You made a name and a brand for yourself afterwards with Johnny Fairplay being the bad guy. You've worked on a few of E's projects, but now you're part of House of Villains. How did they come to you to be a part of it?
Supposedly it was the first call they made. So. And that tracks. I mean, start with the first and go from there, right?
Well, obviously, you can't give anything away. I am so excited for this, though. What kinds of things can we expect to see?
It's insanity. I mean, I have my girlfriend here right now, and we actually got our phones every night at like 10:30 p.m. until like 8:30 the next morning. We would literally be on the phone for seconds. And then she would just hear screaming in the background. And she was like, are they like kidding? And I'm just like, no, that's every 12 minutes of my life here.
It sounds like a prison.
It's a nut house. I'm not sure any of us passed the psych test to be on the show.
Well, villains, they're my favorite part of any story. And you being branded as a villain, are villains really all that bad?
I think a lot of us at least feel that we're misunderstood. So there is something to that. We have our own ethos that we live by. And, you know, and a lot of us think that, you know, even though we're doing bad things, we're doing it for a greater good, at least in our minds. More importantly than any of that, we're just more entertaining. I mean, like, you know, when I used to watch wrestling when I was a little kid, I liked Ric Flair, not Hulk Hogan. I mean, you know, like anyone can rip off a shirt, right?
Well, House of Villains will be on the E! Network starting on October 12th. The link to the trailer is up on our website, ravenradio.ca.
So I will be touring the country doing viewing parties for not only the upcoming season of Survivor, but of course House of Villains. So you can get tickets for all my Survivor viewing parties, including New York, Boston, Fort Lauderdale, Chicago, you name it, at SurvivorTix.com, at SurvivorTix.com. And for House of Villains viewing party tickets, I'm going to be with Jax in Boston. And I got some other dates coming up. Go to VillainTix.com, that's VillainTix.com, and join me, Johnny Fairplay. And links to everything, of course, at JohnnyFairplay.com. No H in Johnny, and I wouldn't lie about that.